This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Election Commission of India, ECI, will announce the schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand Assembly polls today. The Commission will hold a press conference at 3:30 p.m. in New Delhi to declare the schedule. The term of Maharashtra Assembly is set to end on the 26th of next month, while the term of the Jharkhand Assembly will end on the 5th of January next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, WTSA, 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. It is for the first time that the ITU-WTSA will be hosted in India and the Asia-Pacific. WTSA 2024 will provide a platform for countries to discuss and decide the future of standards of next-generation critical technologies like 6G, AI, IoT, big data, cybersecurity, etc. President Draupadi Murmu has called for deeper economic cooperation between India and Algeria. Addressing the Algeria-India Economic Forum in Algiers, the capital city of Algeria, the president emphasized the need to further strengthen the bilateral partnership and impart new momentum towards a new era of cooperation. President Murmu is in Algiers as part of a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania, and Malawi. Addressing the Algerian-Indian Economic Forum, President Draupadi Murmu said that in various discussions with Algerian leadership, it is evident that Algeria is committed for growth and enhancing the investment opportunity. The president invited Algerian companies in the Make in India initiative. Today, the president is scheduled to attend various programs. The president will also pay floral tributes at the portrait of former President of India, APJ Abdul Kalam, on his birth anniversary. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day visit to Islamabad today to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or SCO Summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighboring nation in 9 years. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has invited National Conference leader Umar Abdullah to form a new government in the Union Territory. The move comes a day after the centre revoked President's rule in J&K. The LG's emissary handed over the letter to Mr. Abdullah yesterday and informed him about the date and time of the swearing-in ceremony. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the SKICC in Srinagar tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. India has expelled 6 Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner Stuart Ross Wheeler, Deputy High Commissioner Patrick Hebert, First Secretaries Mary Catherine, Ian Ross David Wright, Adam James, and Paula Uriella have also been expelled. They've been asked to leave India by or before the 19th of October. India has withdrawn its High Commissioner in Canada and other targeted diplomats and officials, saying it has no faith in the current Canadian government's commitment to ensure their security. In a related development, the Canadian Charles d'Affaires was summoned by Secretary East in MEA in New Delhi last evening. He was informed that the baseless targeting of the Indian High Commissioner and other diplomats and officials in Canada is completely unacceptable. The Commission of Air Quality Management, CAQM, has invoked Stage 1 of Graded Response Action Plan, or GRAP, across the entire National Capital Region after the Air Quality Index reached 234, which is in poor category. In view of this, a 27-point action plan as per Stage 1 of GRAP is being implemented from 8 a.m. today in the entire NCR. And in Women's T20 World Cup cricket, India is knocked out from the tournament after New Zealand defeated Pakistan by 54 runs at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. With this win, the Kiwis became the second team to qualify for the semi-final from Group A after Australia. Electing to bat first, New Zealand scored 110 runs for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Pakistan was all out. Today, England will lock horns with the West Indies in their final group stage fixture at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.